Even the other started with 120.
Fort Main started with 50.
He bet $3 and $2. And every once in a while, the church needs a new roof. And he has to go back to 50. How would you like to raise two kids on a salary of 25% of the minimum wage of a Presbyterian minister? That's what Bert started on.
And a $50 basketball.
He did it. It's a hell of an achievement. $50. We nurse it up to 100, and by God, the kids needed new tennis shoes, the organ, the rat that eaten into the bellows. Something went wrong. It's a real accomplishment. It's no easier to double $200 than it is to double $2,000 or $2 million. $200 is a great place to start. It is enough to get your attention, probably. And yet, it's not so much that you lose it as a disaster. So, that's what I recommend to start. As I said, if you're good, you won't be there long. Now you get 5% in point doubles. When you get to $400, you take a $100 spike. You recall them. We'll call them profits. See, you gotta take profits sometimes. That's the whole idea of the game. Move from this pocket to this pocket. Nearly in my case. In this, I have my knockabout money. In this one, thanks to care. This is a $100 bill clip. This is my bankroll that I brought with me. I literally keep them completely segregated, different pockets, everything. All my daily expenses, living, masses, milk, and carols and such demands for money come out of this pocket. This pocket is sacrosanct. This is where, because that's where I make my living. Now, we now have $300. And we bet 7.5% of that. Write this down. You won't do it, but, you know, in 6 months when you come across these notes, when you're cleaning, you look back, oh, I really should have done that. I want at least a little guilt. I know you won't do it, but I want some guilt from you. You double it. You're now up to $600. Take a $200 profit. Live it up. $200 profit. Yeah, now you're playing on their money. I want to tell you where their money stops and my money starts. Right as it goes into this pocket. Right there. It ceases being their money and it is my money. It's the damn prisoner, I'll tell you. Once it gets in that law, it doesn't come out easy. For $600, you're going to get 10%. Or $600. $400. $400. And when you do that for the rest of your life, you're done. You have reached nirvana, you have reached the pinnacle. You must decide what your comfort level is. Some people have a lot of trouble getting $20. Howard had a client, one of his original truck drivers. Now, a lot of people laugh at the story, but if you think about it, it's not really that funny. The guy decided he was never going to take a profit. He was going to get 15% of bank. He was really handicapped. About 65%. Now, after a month or so, he got to the point where he had to bet about $900 on one horse and about $1,800 on the other. Bottom line, he's standing in line. He quotes out. Bang, bam, on the floor. Money all over the place. Howard scrambled around and said, give me a minute, let me get the money. Yeah, had a stroke. Bam, he was out. The pressure just flapped out to him. He can't bet more than about $20-$30 a day. He's still a good player. But ever since then, he just can't handle it. He says, no, it's just not worth it. The next hole, tell me.
So, you have to make some decisions in life sometimes. And if the difference is life or death, it makes it a pretty easy decision.
Anybody in here think they don't have a comfort margin? Comfort level? Well, come on, you tell them.
I can bet anything.
I was telling this great story.
The Vikings, remember those little Scrooge in the night? They were great gamblers, and their children knew them with dice. And a Viking warrior would literally bet his life on the roll of the dice. One roll, out of the door, there'd be another guy with a club, or a cat, standing right behind him.
Snake eye! Surprise!
A pretty good story.
Yeah.
Friend of the orange, snake eyes.
Oh! Don't tell me you don't have a comfort level. You come down here and I'll get my fire axe.
We all have a comfort level, and all a level in which it's not so much that comfort isn't quite the right word. It should be performance level. There are a level at which you cannot perform well. You start getting cautious. Tom Brohammer and the inimitable Bob Purdy once got into a joint bankroll situation. And Bob, being a Marine, said, hey, I can handle anything. I am so macho that I have to walk forward. Come on. Look out the world. He said, we're going to start with $2,000, I think it was, Tom, and 20% of the bank?
20%.
And you went, well, how many in a row?
One for the eighth row.
One for eight in a row. And even Bob got a little timid. And they had to call him off. They couldn't handle it. I'm here for $3,500 on the low loss horse. Yeah, hell, and what happened was not that They couldn't make the bet. They couldn't handicap. Yes, sir. They could barely get at him. Tommy hadn't been to the men's room for 2 weeks. They're handicapping went to hell because they were over their comfort level. They were sitting there arguing about a 7-5 shot. Oh, you think we ought to go for it? Okay. Well, alright. It's the one play we've had this week. That kind of thing. That's too conservative. And the problem is you're conservative. That's conservative. And even Mr. Macho, Goody, backed away a little bit. So, that's why you need to find your comfort level. It's the level where you start to be a little query. We're all the same thing. Oh, no. Yes. Whoa! Why am I here bleeding? When your palms start to drip, when the money is, you know you've reached your comfort level. Dick Mitchell has the best description I've ever heard. His comfort level says it's $500. He woke up at $400, sit down and watch the race, but he's comfortable. $500, he starts hearing the blood going through his ears. That's a good sign, I'd say. Now, eventually, you'll want to raise your comfort level. But for the moms, let's just get there. I tell people that if your comfort level is low, say $15 is fine, but $20 is destructive. Don't try so much as add $1 a week to your bet. Everyone can go $1. Try that one. But if you will follow this kind of a plan, or not this kind of a plan, wait a minute, if you will follow this plan, absolutely without deviation, and let's say from 200 to 400 is 75 races. You think, oh, I'm only done with 75 races. Everyone else does it in 20. I do it in 75. So what? You do it. Two-thirds of the people. Everybody looks at the guys on the right and the left. Quick, look now. I didn't pay
Because two out of three of you won't even keep record, won't even know if you're losing or winning. And you don't know if you're losing or winning, really and truly, you're losing. But it takes 75 races. And it takes 100 races. So what? This is a speed contest. There's no goal that says, gee, you gotta double your bankroll every 20. You don't have to do that. You double it. Don't worry about that. You keep your record to start seeing what happens. Now one last thing. The $400 bankroll, let's say you get it up to a couple thousand bucks. You start with that $20 a race. You think that's about as comfortable as I want to get today. Besides which, if you handicap a small track, we all know it. $150, $200 pumped out a horse in case you ask. Now, here in New York, if you're lucky, in Southern California, if you're lucky, I can walk up and get $1,000 on a race.
Not that I do.
But I could. Commerce. Teach it because. But, we can do that and not change the odds. But, you try that at Long Beach, you try that at Don Williams, try that at Woodbine, try that at some of the small tracks. Can't do it.
Woodbine's big.
Is it? Who knows? Okay.
You know, learn something about Canada.
All right. I thought Woodbine had a small handle. Can you bet 3,000 or 4,000 on a little horse?
Not that big. He does it every day.
A handle from Santa Anita.
We got no, in that case.
We've got
$100,000 claiming rates up there. Shut my mouth. You've got a Canadian money. Hey!
Hey, right, it's there. It's been.
We're paying you in Canadian money,
incidentally. No matter what, put the all up, the blue ribbon down. I know Jimmy isn't going to defend that one. A $50 bet would send a horse from 8 to 1 to 4 to 1.
Hey, I did it with a $10 bet.
But we're back in New Orleans. Bob Brady wants to put $100 on a horse. He looks over, and with 3 minutes to post, there's $136 bet on this horse. Oops, tilt. Is it going to change the odds?
I think it is, guys.
So there are realities, and if Woodbine can handle a $3,000, can it handle a $30,000? Can it handle a $300,000 bet?
No.
No bet in the world can. This is parimutuel investing. It's all at the top. You can't let the bankroll go forever. So Andy says, you don't want your bankroll to go forever.
Hey, I've got a bankroll up to here. Wow. Sir.
Yeah. I'm not fat. It's a big money, though. That's what we're here for, to take a profit, to buy our lives and freedom, to, be showering with gifts, right, Fred? She'll tell you, diamonds, furs, organs. That's the way they expect to be kept. Yeah. Anyhow, we need a profit. Now, what I would advise you to do is to pay for it. When you get people, cut it back 25-50%. Whatever seems reasonable. Money management, when you're driving a 70 or 60% win percentage, this becomes fairly simple. Very, very simple. Anybody can do it. You can do it. What about exotic behaviors? One of the things that I meant to put up there and didn't. Man only. You bet to win only. Okay, I forget that. You stop exotic bets. No daily doubles.
Not even the double?
No, not even the double. To win only. Because you have $200 and the $400 and $300 and $600. Win only. There are very few exotic bets that you can cash if you don't have the one.
Oh, yeah,
I'll just find it.
is. It's a reality seeped in,
yes.
When only. Now,
let's say you take this wrong rate, you run to 1,000, 2,000, whatever you want to run to. You think, that's enough. I need a profit. Say you run it to $2,000. You put $500 in your pocket, you're down to $1,500. You cut your bets and go right on back. We do the $500. Well, maybe you pay the rent. You buy your rent new bank. Maybe you take it and you start a new bank loan. Take another $200-$300. Set this back off your exactly bank roll. And do exactly the same thing. With exactly the IT bill about 5%. So in Southern California, that means you have to have $600 bankroll for a $30 box. If you have $2 exactly, you can get away with a lot less. Start that bankroll and track it. It's amazing how often people find that their ROI on exactly is not as high as ROI on win. They think because they remember the $338 exactly that they hit halfway through the cycle that they're killing them. But they forget they have a $30 bet. And then a $330 bet is only the same as a 10 to 1 loss. And they have a couple of those every cycle. But they forget about that. Track it. See. Business bank loan again. Take another cut. Start a place in show bank loan. Particularly show. Show is pretty much despised. Little old ladies that show. Tom Grohammer that show. The poor Tom, he just sitting back there with the light behind him looking like some sort of apparition. I keep picking on him because I can see him up there.
They don't take care of you in his book. Don't worry.
You know, Tom Grohammer doesn't that show. You know who that show? I that show. I admit it, I'm a wimp. I'm all lady. You know who else that show? Who's the best place better in North America? Sitting right there. Who's the best show better? Sitting right behind me. Who's that show? I pay my expenses betting show. Well, I could track, I win, I lose. The show money just sort of rolls along. I put one horse per race to show and I hit 80%. Average win for about $3.50. Do I get to brag about that? Does anyone go, ooh,
350?
Oh. That's a poor wimp. That ain't got a show prices. Oh, man. Try it. I'm going to win. But the show money pays my expenses. It puts gas in the car, buys my racing forms. That sort of thing. It makes a nice turnover profit. And amazingly enough, you can turn about $1,000 a month out of a small bankroll like that. You keep it going, keep it churning. It's amazing. It really is. And that's a very comfortable bet to make. A little procedure that I go through to pick the horse that I think most likely not to win, but to hit the board. I put the money on it. It also helps the pass races. You say, I can't figure out one of these three horses. I don't know. So I pass that race. I just bet the show. Sit back, watch it. Makes it a lot easier. Try separate bank rules. But for every bet you make, if you want to play the pick six, hey, play the pick six. I don't want to play the pick six. How can people play the pick six? We've got a client that keeps books for a syndicate of pick six players. They average $300,000-$400,000 a year each. Pick six can be a good bet.
Just to interject, that's 40% return on investment, $350.
Yeah, yeah. That's a nice
job. And you make that to win.
It cuts along. It all shows us. Pick six can be big, but you know what you got to do? You got to start a separate bank, because otherwise the pick six will suck you dry. And you'll never know. $37? I know I'm going big today. $37? When did it go? When is it the pick six ticket is where it went? Every cent you write down comes out of one of these bank rolls. There's no such thing as a fun bet. No funsies. That brings us to the last point that I want to make, and I'm going to shut up. Never fails.
Joke.
like that. Things are going bad, it's raining. It's first step out the window and you pull the trigger. Still bad, or no bad. Now I have these, I'll say, well, wish I had, wish I might. There's the horse I want tonight. Step up, boom, and go. Or say, this race, this month is every day, I'm going to watch. That's your only choice for rational money management issues. You make the full bet. And there's no funding bet. If you want a funding bankroll, okay. You want to set aside $300 and say, this is my funding bankroll, but you have to write down each bet. And you know something? If your funding bankroll turns into $150 from $300 real quickly, I don't think it's only going to be funding anymore. And you'll learn a little lesson there. That's always, that's really all this whole message has been about. Keep records. Write it down. It's that simple. Now, how many of you intend to do that?
Hey!
How many of you actually think you will?
No!
And that proved this guy wrong. Let's do it.
Prove him wrong. And I'll say, even a losing record. I know it's painful. I know it's hard. Wait a minute. I did almost 40. And in all this, to lose 47 pounds? But I'm not as sharp. What am I doing this for? Well, maybe I'll just stop keeping records for a while, and then the world goes back to being a rosy place. Because 47 pounds, you don't know this stuff. No big deal. Put that on some restaurant hot dogs. And this is it. If you'll just write it down, reality will come to you. And you also start saying, well, wait a minute. I made $375 on a win. I spent $400 on adapters. Tilt. Maybe the message will get through you. Or maybe Ricky Wookie. Michael's not here, but he's one of the few that I know who does keep records. And his adapter is dramatically better than his win off one. Guess what? He bet most of his money. But it's legitimate. He does it that way. So now, question. Can you make a 3-2 shot at that?
What do you mean by 3-2?
Okay. Can you get 3-2? You're going to bet $100. No matter, can you bet those horses?